Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and the Superstar drink a wine that even the Superstar doesn't like, and Court Fore Appassimento from Italy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, everybody. Rob, it's good to be here. How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic.
You know, I've got heightened anticipation
for
this episode. I do.
Maybe,
and there's a reason why.
Maybe it's actually lupus that you're feeling. But
that could be it.
That's
oh,
true.
My Lord.
And folks, ladies. Tonight, all your desires will be satisfied because the superstar, Steve Gibson, is on the show.
Hey, nice to be back, man.
Now, I do.
Nice to be here.
I do sadly say that the Triple B is not on tonight because she is still in debriefing at the Kremlin. They are questioning her low scores, actually, right now, and her attacks on us. Although that's her job, isn't it?
Somewhat.
It's her job to attack you.
We represent America.
I don't know why I came into the attack. I normally support
her.
You're
American.
Yeah. She thought you were Canadian, probably.
Well,
she didn't like them.
So I do like hockey.
That's true.
So we put her on freeze here.
Why doesn't she like Canadians?
There's a lot of reasons.
She's afraid.
Her co-workers were here this week, and one thing that she is animate about is she doesn't want anybody that she works with to know that she's on a podcast, which is limiting our subscribers by at least 6 or 7. And so
that's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, what does she have to be ashamed of, really? Because really, the bad things that we've done, like the Fantini Montepulciano episode, right, has not aired yet. Yet,
did strawberry wine ever air?
Well, versions of it,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. That
yes, yes. That's a long time ago.
That's
you have to go vintage.
Right, that's vintage.
And that's not on Libsyn. So I don't know how you'd find. You have to go on WordPress and like go. See more, like 55 times, because we're at episode 216 as we sit here. 216 of these things we have published.
Hey, that's great. Good job, boys.
Well, yes.
That's great.
And 200, season 4 we're on. And she just wanted, so I mentioned on the podcast, and they're like, and like meerkats that just like pop up and and Becky was so mad. You mentioned we were our boss. I was like, they don't know where. They can't find us. And she goes, I didn't say the name like you would. They would look up my name. Your name isn't on it. They could look up your name. Yes, they could.
That they could do.
But would they? No.
I mean, maybe.
They probably would. They should.
Why not? Jump on in.
Because they join us on the Wine Vault. Right. That'd be fantastic.
Why wouldn't you want to listen to this?
Triple B has never said anything that controversial that has aired. I did cut out some racist comments she made that one time, but other than that, they weren't intended to be, but I felt that they were a little bit
to play
it
safe.
Well, I'm the moral judge here on the show, which is,
oh my god,
well, that's not a good thing, Scott. It's a bad thing. I mean,
but there is some judging.
Well, it's not judgment. It's like there's a certain level of standards, which is so low.
It's basement bottom level.
And
for sure.
I'll hear things that I've normally said.
It's not
quite
so much
frankly.
It's not so much as standards as kind of a loose suggestion.
Well,
maybe an afterthought.
You're on the show, and it's not things that you actually personally believe sometimes, but you say them. Well, I'm sorry, I say them. Let me rephrase that. I say them, and I go, whoo.
That's just
not okay. But I'm thinking, I can't really do anything about it now. So fuck it.
It's out there.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Hey, it's too late now. Hey, man. You're like, then you click on Libsyn. Did we lose it? We didn't. Oh. So then I judge the people that have listened to it. That's how that works. I'm like, you like that. Oh, okay. Well, good for
attorneys
you
out there, just
what?
Keep in mind that it's...
I'm retired.
Rob Dern that does the vocal celebrity impressions of various wine critics.
Just one. I do one impression of one wine critic.
Well, there's the penophile.
I'm the penophile. It's not really impression. I really doubt
wait,
he
wait,
sounds
wait.
That way.
Is that how he sounds?
No. I don't know how he sounds. I'm the penophile.
What's his name? The Pino King?
No, my name is Rusty. Rusty Trombone. No, I don't know what his last name is.
People know what that is.
But they do.
That's not definitely not an instrument.
Strangely enough, on his website, folks, and I suggest you go on there because there's interesting things. It's not like it's dog shit. He really does take care, and he does a good job. But, amusingly, for his really great wines, he has a picture of his son.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to show Steve right now the picture of his son.
Who's this? Which one?
Penophile.
The Penophile.
The Pino King?
Penophile.
I don't... Yeah, there we go. Yeah. And he has a picture of his son that he... It's like, hey.
It's the prince.
Yeah.
He's the prince of
Pinot. Oh, sorry, the prince of Pinot.
He gives it the Wine Geek Award, and he puts...
The picture behind me.
This that is, guy. This is the picture of his son that he says it looks like his son.
And it's
almost looks like a young Mick Jagger.
I said it looked like a special needs Scooby-Doo character.
It could, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of lips there.
Yeah, it's not. It's not,
not special
yeah.
people have lips.
I really don't think his son looks that way. I mean, I really don't.
You never know.
If he did, you would have threw him down the well years ago.
Right.
But, you know.
Who's saying that that's not what happened?
No, he would be the Prince of Death.
That would explain a lot of that.
It would explain a lot.
Yeah. By the way, Prince, actually, we love the things that we mock, we love. Strangely enough, except for James Suckling. Fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. But
right.
We do love you.
Steve Bodie.
Most of the time.
Well, fuck Steve Bodie.
Most of the time, but we love
him. You're the exception to the rule.
Yeah, the more the fun we make of you, the more we love you.
We do love you.
Well,
however, don't use that picture of your son.
Yeah,
even in
that.
Joking, it just
don't,
makes him look like
that.
A total ass clown. And maybe he is an ass clown. Maybe you don't love him. But if you don't, don't let everybody see it.
Maybe he drank his best bottle of Pinot.
If my son was that ugly, I wouldn't love him.
I wouldn't either.
I would have thrown him down the well. He would have been born and went, oh, what the fuck is that? And then I would just run it. You know.
But
I'm not advocating that.
But listeners, he... Prince Pino, his website, which was for sale, and then all of a sudden it's back active.
Nobody,
what happened with that?
Nobody bought. Your offer, Scott did offer.
I did offer.
Two bottles of fish eye. A hand job.
Fish eye wine and a handy.
No, I had to get a hand job.
Now
I take it over.
That sounds to me like a bad offer,
for
man.
Some reason, you didn't take it seriously.
Right.
I don't know why.
I mean, throw in a little cold cash, like a 5-spot, 10-spot, maybe
no,
spot.
That was part of it. It was a $20 gift card. Well,
Scott charges... Scott charges 40 for the hand job.
That's unbelievable.
No, to
in today's market,
one.
It did. In today's COVID environment, that's cheap.
I charge
cheap.
40 to receive.
How
one.
Much do they charge us?
Well, with gloves and everything, the price is high now. Dude.
Okay. Well, you got all that PPE.
The sanitizer, the PPE.
Oh man, well there is
hard.
Overhead.
And there's a lot of overhead.
Just a dry one that would be cheap.
Right.
But you don't want
hard
that. You don't want
get
the dry one.
Mexican wrestling mask in this time.
Okay. Talking $100-$200 nowadays.
Okay.
But no, seriously. Prince Pino, his website, a lot of information.
How much was it for sale?
Very, very detailed. And what a wide variety of the Pinots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you change it to then the Princess of Pinot?
Well, there's no woman involved.
I would make it the Princess.
He's married.
Yeah, the Princess. Yeah, like
Princess, like plural princes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe, yeah.
Princes.
Isn't there, there's a Spin Doctors song, Two Princes, or is it Three Princes?
Yeah. Is it?
Is it?
No, it's weird. And it's
if you want to call me baby.
Yeah, it's part of the
coins in a fountain. No, that's not that.
Marry him. Marry me.
It's part of the soundtrack from So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yes.
Which is
a great movie
and a great soundtrack.
That's where her she says her son has a head as big as a Sputnik or a,
Yes.
Go, that's it. Go to bed. Cry yourself to sleep on your big pillow.
I must smoke.
Look at his head. Big as Sputnik.
It's like a pumpkin or something. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. It's one of those movies that...
it's a great movie.
You don't know why you watch it, but it's entertaining and relaxing. It's like a rainy day movie.
Part of it doesn't really age well, but a lot of it really does because it's just so ridiculous.
Well, I haven't seen it in 10 years. But
it's written funny.
Nevertheless, folks, you're probably like saying... did you just turn on the mics and not know that the... No, we didn't. We know.
Are we drinking wine
tonight?
This
is all building up to the wine.
Yes. The wine tonight is less exciting than the conversation we just
had.
We don't
know that.
I don't know that.
Why not?
Why are you being so judgmental? You're breathing?
I think you could be surprised here.
We're drinking an Italian wine tonight, and Bo keeps pulling things off shelves and jumping on Steve. And nevertheless, we're drinking an Italian wine tonight, and it's called Cortefiore Appassamento. right?
Yeah, there you go.
Close enough.
I think it's close good.
Enough. Better than I could have done.
It's actually a Montepulciano di Abruzzo. Now, Scott said it wasn't, but it's made of Montepulciano. It's from Abruzzo. So what would that be, a Montepulciano di Abruzzo? It might not have that classification, but it is.
Oh, Lord. I didn't
say Montepulciano.
I said it didn't, I said it you didn't almost say Italian. That.
I almost do, but I'm not.
Oh, my Lord.
Ask me to... I just no, accidentally just said that correctly. The rest of the time, I just sound like I'm butchering.
Like,
is that an illiterate person?
Yes.
No.
And the answer is yes.
Nevertheless, this wine, though, is a little bit different. Scott, tell them about
it. It's very different. Mm-hmm. It's made by a technique where the grapes are actually partially dried on the vine. And that's going to lead to different characteristics in the grape. It's going to lead to a richer grape, more sugar, different sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like, and it's not exactly the same thing, but caramelizing something when you cook it.
Yes.
And we made a reference to Amarone, which is similarly treated.
Similar, yes. Things are left to basically, you're condensing the sugars. So you'll see this grape start to shrivel. I don't know how far they're going with that. Dessert wines, late harvest, what is that? Same thing.
Same idea.
This is not going to be treated that quite to that level, but you hear things like noble rot. That's different. That's an actual bacterial growth that will shrink it down. This doesn't do that.
This is not an injected. This is not artificially treated. It's just done. And I would assume that only part of the grapes are treated in that fashion.
I don't know. Regardless, though, they're trying to get more concentration, more fruit, more richness in this wine than a typical Montepulciano would have. Although Montepulcianos, Steve... You like them. I like
love them.
They're fresh and fruity.
And sometimes a little bigger.
Which is on what? Point.
Sometimes a little bigger. They're a little bigger.
Well, jammier. I thought you said bitter. Yeah,
bigger.
A little jammier, actually.
Yeah, jammier.
Yeah, yeah. Fruity. If you're a Zin liker, just a base Zin liker, not necessarily your fancy schmancy Zins, but your just basic, rustic, little fun, little jammy, brambly Zins.
You might like Montepulciano.
You would.
But so, and this is something that's going to raise Steve's eyebrows.
Mm.
Also somewhat unusual for an Italian, 14.5 ABV.
That is a little bit high.
I freaking love that.
Don't
you
love
you
that?
Guys know my secret.
Don't
high
you love that?
High alcohol level.
Well, your high alcohol level sometime at one time
well,
made you drive through my yard.
Well, it just gets me to the party quicker.
Well, that's let's true. Just raise his eyebrows on this. We recently had Uberuth.
Yes.
And what did that come in at, Mr.
Wait,
Durin?
What?
What was the number on the Uberuth?
16.1.
Get the F out of here.
Yep, there you go.
That's practically cocaine. So
that would have been tasty.
It's a beast.
And Bo is going from person to person, jumping on their lap, getting pushed down, assuming that it'll be different the next time he does it.
Right.
Except for me, because he knows I'll just punch him.
Right.
I wouldn't.
He's just being trained.
He just wants his ears rubbed.
That's true.
Now, is it, when you say dried on the wine, is it like not? No, it's not like
that. That's probably
not
excessive.
Like, not like raisins, but like
yeah,
it's, no, that's
yeah.
It's excessive to say dried. I think it's probably left longer than they would.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, but no raisin. That's but when you're talking about a late harvest, like a dessert wine,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
You're squeezing raisins, but imagine like expensive German wine. Like something called a Baron Ausleisen. It comes in a 375 liter, real small bottle. The reason, and it costs $80 for that half bottle. And the reason why is the wine, the grapes are basically raisins when they press them.
Okay.
So just think
sense.
About the small liquid. Amount.
Right. And it's not a whole lot of juice in there. It's a very minimal amount.
Yep. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about this wine and drink the motherfucker.
Yeah, we're drinking it.
Here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the Corte Fiore wine. Appassimento. Montepulciano di Abruzzo, really. But
that's my favorite.
A little bit different.
That's my favorite line.
Yes.
Right, Bo? Right.
We have no reviews. We have very little information about this wine. Scott did buy it, Grain and Grape.
Love Grain and Grape.
It's $15.99, which is a reasonable price.
Particularly for something that's a little unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you heard of the style of treating?
Yes.
This grape? This particular grape?
No, I don't
know. No, but that's just, I mean, I've heard of wine being treated this way. But to know this treatment would be to know this wine. I don't know this wine. I wonder if appassamento refers to that in some fashion. Why don't you look that up? I think it does. On the nose, the first thing
that is exactly what it is. That's the method. Involves drying the grapes on straw mats. We said on the vine, and that's incorrect.
You said something earlier about alcohol.
Yeah, it smells boozy. The first thing I would say is probably this smells boozy. It does smell boozy, which 14.5 isn't real high. However, for Italian wines and this grape, it is.
Yeah.
Normally, you're being in the 13s. Mm. A little bit of cassis, menthol. It doesn't go vanilla at all.
It's really, in general, subdued.
Yes. It's those two things.
Everything is way back there.
The alcohol is on the nose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do smell it.
That's the number one thing. But it's not overwhelming. It's just a subdued nose.
Yeah.
Recently, we did a wonderful Chianti Classico, folks, and that a freaking spectacular nose. Oh. This is the opposite of that nose. Mm-hmm. This is subdued and less than impressive.
Here I go.
It's fine. The nose is fine. It's just not impressive. You're not going to write home about this nose unless you're a really boring person.
Well...
Which means Rob's going to send a text to his mother tomorrow morning saying, Ma, you should smell the nose on that Corte Fiore.
This is different. This is borderline port-ish. The style, the method in which they're treating the grapes does show through on the palate. They intended it to taste this way. That's the first thing you've got to say.
I think so. It tastes of residual sugar, but does. I don't think the number is going to be that high on it, actually.
But I will say this. It's balanced in the fashion that, yes, it does taste of residual sugar, but it has structure, so it isn't some throwaway thing where you go, oh, my God, that's sweet. That's a piece of crap.
Right.
It doesn't come across that way.
What do you think of the sweetness, Stevie?
I don't think it's that sweet at all. It's weird.
Because that's not how you should characterize it, right?
No. I just...
It has jamminess to it, but it's not weighty jamminess.
This is not jammy in the way that Montepulciano or the Bruzzo is.
Like, when I first tasted it, I thought I was going to be, like, you taste a fruit right away, mm-hmm. for me. But then it does, that's it. There's no other sweetness to it whatsoever.
It's a juicy blackberry.
Right.
I mean, good berry fruit. It has very good berry fruit. There's a little bit of, you pick up a little bit of toastiness on the finish. It's just ripe brown fruit, a very pleasant drink.
You know what else there is on the front with that fruit?
What's that?
And this is gonna, because of the sweetness, it reminds me of, have you ever had a cocktail, a lemon drop?
Yes, I have, and you're right.
There's a little hint of lemon there with that sweetness.
But the lemon drop has a crystalline, pure sweetness. And this just has that instant little drop.
For a second.
Yes.
And there's a spritz of acidity with it that reminds me of a freaking lemon drop.
That is absolutely, positively, one of your best evaluations. Quite frankly, it's so spot on. That's
brilliant.
Just that one moment.
One shining moment.
Yeah.
Blackberry, yes. Lemon drop, no.
No
lemon
just
drop.
I know exactly what you're referring to.
But Stevie, think of the acidity on the front.
Let me close my eyes and think about a lemon drop.
No, don't think of drinking a lemon drop, but just take that
when
first
it hits your mouth, that first little just bit of sweetness.
Particularly if you're drawing air over it.
That's it.
And then drop it.
You don't drop the rest of it. You say, fuck the rest of it.
Right.
Just that one little bit, and then just a light bit of fizziness. Just, we're talking like a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the same visceral response it could be.
I like that. Very good, Scott.
You know, there's some savory in there as well. Savory fruit, rather. Savory fruit.
Savory like a Kit Kat, yes.
Stewed, prunes.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. There's stewed no plums. Prunes in here.
Oh, yeah.
There's right prunes in here?
Right in the mid-palate.
There's prunes in this wine.
Mm-hmm. Right in the mid-palate.
It's not sweet enough in the mid-palate for a prune.
Stewed.
No, stewed your ass.
Stewed fruit.
It's slightly... there is a plumminess, but it's too rustic for that.
It's okay. Not prunes. Oh, what's...
It's not prunes.
Rustic plumminess.
There's no prunes in here.
That's a plum taste, but there's a little bit of acidity that kind of muddles it. So it's a slightly acidic plum, which is unusual because plums aren't acidic, but... It is plum on the mid palate. Actually, a very good expression of plum. But normally, plum is a little cleaner. This is just a little muddled.
Anyways, okay.
Mm-hmm. I never really go to plum. You have to sit there and think. Oh yeah, that's.
It takes
a
minute.
I don't like plums. Not that there's anything wrong with them.
I like plums, I definitely don't like prunes.
No, but your regular Scott isn't.
Well, that makes a difference, Gerard, correct? Yeah. That helps you go to the bathroom.
Yeah. All over yourself. Oh, shit, my prunes. Oh, no. Oh, not again.
I get my dried fruit.
Oh, God.
The dust of a little sugar.
Oh, my God.
Like a snack.
I'm going to boom boom my pants again.
First time I had prunes was we took a fishing trip to the,
the boat.
Boundary water.
Oh, shit.
And they packaged us dried fruit.
Who packaged
prunes?
It was an outfitter.
An outfitter?
They probably did it to.
So you've got fruit,
right? And to help poop too.
For sure,
because it'll make you poop.
And it was fun. And they did it as a practical joke.
In the summer, you're storing your food tied in a bag in the tree because there's bears who will come to your campgrounds and eat all your fucking food. So that was my first experience with prunes.
And then Scott's
dry
like,
prunes, and they were.
And then in the survival kit, Scott's like, why is there Vaseline and condoms in this as well?
They were. I was 14. I was with my dad and my uncle.
Why is...
There were
I get the prunes.
That even makes it better.
What are these two for? Well, son...
this is Scott's survival pack. What's that all about?
I get the dried fruit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And the Tylenol. What are the other two things?
Scott's
for?
Like, why does that guy get the condoms and I get the Vaseline? I don't understand. Why didn't I get condoms?
Is that on the checklist?
That was when he was 35. That trip. He's like, wait a minute.
Or he'd be like, why does every younger guy have the Vaseline?
It says specifically tailored.
Right.
It's like, what? Why do I get the Vaseline and not the condoms?
Specifically picked for you.
Yeah. So what the hell?
Anyways, we've all had those trips. Not, but.
It's not Vaseline, it's petroleum jelly.
Whatever.
There's a difference.
That's true.
With lanolin.
It was ribbed for Scott's pleasure.
Yes. With lanolin. What?
Lanolin.
Those don't really work. Those lambskin Nah, it's bullshit.
Yeah. They still make those?
I don't know.
There's no way they make lambskin condoms.
Oh, I'm sure. Not around the world.
Today's world?
Oh, today's world? Around the world, yes.
They don't work.
Well, there's that problem.
There's still parts of the world that, for having an upset stomach, they sell you a solution that's lead. It's lead. Yeah, just
that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Freaking ridiculous.
In a lambskin?
Not in a lambskin.
No, they don't sell them that. Scott's just trying to make an equivalent argument.
Third world argument that there's lambskin condoms out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got nothing else, I guess a lambskin's better than nothing.
There you go.
It's like not having a seatbelt in the car. If I've got a rope, I'll just tie myself to the
what
seatbelt with a rope.
Oh, you could tie it off.
The knots. Rope.
Right.
In the car.
Yeah, I mean, you take the next best thing, I guess, right?
Well.
If not, you're looking at Saran wrap or something like that.
Or you just, you know.
Or, correct, nothing. Anyways. Or
you say... Waza.
After a wine like this, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
But so back to the wine.
Back to the wine.
What is the purpose of this wine?
It'll get
to
you drunk.
A poor man's Amarone?
How much was this?
$15.99. It would be a very poor man's Amarone.
It's not bad.
And it isn't Amarone.
It's different.
Stylistically, it's not like Amarone.
It's not.
No. What is its purpose? I think that there'd be, you know, honestly, Scott, it's not sweet enough for a dessert wine,
mm-mm.
But if you were doing like a chocolate tart or something like that, this is a red wine you could do with that.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. And I think better with food. It's not for me, really, but I understand its merit. It has merit. But I think it is, it's somewhere in that weird range where it is a standard type of wine. However, it almost has a bit of a niche to it as
well.
It's
very niche-y, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a standard wine at all. I think it's very niche-y.
Well,
and that was kind of what my question was. What's the purpose?
Well, but it's somewhere in that range. Because, like Scott, Steve said, it didn't hit him as sweet as we.
I would eat a chocolate donut with this.
Holy shit, that'd be good.
Yeah, seriously, I would.
Double chocolate Entenmann's?
Yes, or a chocolate glazed donut from
Buckeye Donut.
Yeah, that would be good. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. But
that would be delicious with this kind of wine. It would pair well together.
A French cruller stuffed with custard.
Yeah.
Ooh, chocolate icing.
What are the ones with the chocolate on top and they're filled with the lady? Is that a ladyfinger or?
So a cruller is the full size.
That's
one.
It.
Yes.
An Oreo.
No.
Oreo.
No.
The cream would ruin it in this.
That's
particular
true.
Case.
No.
Yeah, and I agree though. But I think personally it straddles that line. But if it straddles that line, it's on the line. It's like, you know. I did, you know, I was
double
at camp a few times. Well, okay, well, you're across that line. That this wine is kind of like that.
Jesus.
Right.
Once.
I only touched it once. I get it, Rob. I get it. I knew you were going.
Yeah. Just the tip.
One
just
fine night.
One time.
It's enough.
Your wedding.
We're still friends. Though.
We're not qualifying it, but.
Right.
You know, you have been away for a long time.
Just the tip is enough. That's all I'm saying.
That one night, that one infamous night. And
what? Oh, that.
You've been gone for a long time, buddy.
You know,
that was completely plutonic.
You should include chocolate on this tray next time. That would be good for some wine.
Chocolate
for
strawberries?
This? Yeah.
Well, but no, that's
we could feed each other. That would be weird.
I have it in my mouth.
Wait.
Come and take it from me.
You know, you could grill that brownie.
You could.
You could.
Double chocolate brownie with raspberry sauce in this wine. In this wine.
This wine would have been better that night, I think.
Actually,
for sure.
You have not drank your whole glass yet.
I have not.
Which
right.
is indicative of the wine. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's just, it is a niche kind of thing. And it's like, we just had the Cafaggio. And it's like, where's the fucking Cafaggio? It's
no
not
shit.
Really fair. Following the Cafaggio with this.
Yeah, if there was another bottle of that here, that would be a ham slam.
You know who would hate
ham
this?
Ham sandwich.
Triple B. Yeah. Well, I'm not necessarily going to buy any fucking t-shirts for this wine either.
Yeah.
No.
Neither are you.
No. Or swag.
You guys can make a candle out of this bottle.
It's an attractive bottle.
Those that like to do that.
Similar with the Amarone. It's just
it's not an Amarone.
Hesitancy
what?
For residual sugar is well documented. I don't care for the residual sugar in this, even though it's not that much.
Scott, that's like saying a bottle of Wonderful Sauternes is the same as sweet tea. It's not the same. This is not the same as Amarone or anything like Amarone.
Easy. I was just.
First of all, Amarone isn't sweet.
Right.
It's not. It has a raisin-esque quality, but it isn't like this, which
no,
is kind of like, I don't know. It's not a dessert wine. It's not sweet, but it is in
it
a certain
is.
Sense.
Its own way.
It doesn't go quite as far as coin, but if it looks at that and it winks at it a little bit, it's like, that's a lot for me.
And I think as
Steve looks thirsty, though,
opens up
glass.
A little more,
sure.
I think the sweetness is subsiding a little bit. Slightly easy there, Tiger. Whoa, hey, ho, whoa. Save some for yourself now.
Oh, yeah. I must savor it. Yeah, there we go. Okay. That's a lot.
What do we like about this wine? What do you like about this, Dern?
It's wet. No.
Seriously.
What
do you care for about this?
Well, And it's not the wine's fault. It's the style's fault that we're attacking.
I appreciate
the
what
wine,
it's trying to be.
I think the wine is expressing the style in which it's made properly. It's just something that doesn't necessarily float any of our boats. And there are many wines like that, like dry sherry. But, well, you didn't like it, but, although I'd rather have a dry sherry. But, okay.
I appreciate this style as well. I appreciate the style. It's not for me.
I appreciate what it's trying to be.
But I think, you know, I think went around the table and said, what would this be good with?
Right.
And the dessert is the thing. Right. It's not, I don't think it's as sweet as a dessert wine. I don't think that's its point, but I think it would be fantastic with chocolate in particular.
Certain cheeses. But I certainly wouldn't do this with spaghetti meatballs or lasagna or any kind of Italian dish. Yeah. It's just the fruit characteristic. It's less sweet in the fact of the style, the type of fruit.
You know,
is wrong.
I'm going to tell you what this reminds me of. My last two trips into Little Italy, I always just get whatever their house Chianti is. And my last two times, it was abhorrently sweet. Now, again, it's noted. I don't care for any sweetness at all.
Is it a wicker basket, right?
You know, it's just a house wine. They're going to give it to you in a carafe. Came out of a wicker basket.
Or a box, yeah. I have never drank a wine like that, so I wouldn't know. The shittiest Chianti I've ever done basically is Gabbiano. I won't do anything other than that. I've never said, give me a house red. I would do that at Scally's, but then he would give you a multiple Chianti di Abruzzo.
Or a Rosso, or he's going to have something special.
A Vigno. A Vigno Rosso. But this one, what do I like about it? Oof. Nothing.
You appreciate the style.
No. I recognize that it is a style.
He's like, no.
I don't appreciate it. I don't know why you would make a wine like this. Well, it's not
the same technique they make with Amarone. You dry the grape on the mat. It's the same technique, son. It's the same technique. So therefore it is.
Scott, it's the same technique that you put a quarter, a fender on a car, but a Hugo is different than a Ferrari, okay?
And a Hugo?
Yeah. They're not the same. And this is not the same. Because, you know, I could do that. I could go buy some grapes at the local grocery store and fucking put them on a mat, let them dry, then make something out of them. It doesn't mean it's good. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, who fucking cares? It's not that this wine isn't like that. It is not in the... It's not a Fry Brothers wine or anything like that.
No.
All this shit. The problem is, it tastes too boozy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's interesting.
It tastes too boozy.
What's the percent on it?
14.5. But it tastes like it could be 30. Right. I mean, it's too boozy. I can't stand a boozy wine. I really can't.
That, I think, is what's the most port-like about it.
I feel hungover. I'm sitting here. I like six sips.
Yeah, it'll get you where you don't want to go.
This is a hangover-based wine.
Yeah, and you don't enjoy. I don't enjoy that kind of sensation. I don't enjoy wines that taste that way, and I don't even know what that way is.
You just taste it and you go, "This is going to give me a hangover."
Yeah, I mean,
none of us are having. You're not having the sulfite reaction. Your cheeks aren't red.
No, but it doesn't.
The litmus test for sulfites over sulfited wines.
Yeah, this wine is a bit lumpy. It doesn't have elegance. It is a wine that's just a little bit of ham-fisted and just kind of like a blockheaded kind of wine.
Ham-fisted.
Ham-fisted.
I thought you were making that reference.
No. I don't know what that reference is, but
yes, you do.
I do? No.
Awkward. Hand-fisted.
Ham-fisted. That's what he said.
Ham-fisted.
He meant to say ham, but he said hand-fisted.
Whatever.
It is clunky.
I don't even know that. It just is. It's all muddled and slightly boozy, and the fruits are all that's there. There's no minerality. It doesn't really have a mouth feel. Is there? I mean, you feel it, but that doesn't mean it has structure in that regard.
It's probably my favorite thing about the wine: the mouth feel of it. It's got the ability to.
It's fruity.
Coat your
and it's weighty.
And mouth. I wish it didn't have that. It's weighty. But
I don't call it a mouth feel. There has to be some sort of design and thought to it. It just can't be. I mean, you know, Vegemite has mouth feel, Scott. You feel it.
Vegemite sandwich.
But it doesn't mean it's like something that's pleasurable. I mean, mouth feel, you talk about mouth feel, Scott, when it's pleasurable.
Oh,
not
stop.
When it exists. Oh, this has mouth feel. No. Every wine has mouth feel.
Well, some
it's just,
less than others.
Well, I mean.
It's fine.
This doesn't taste like a razor blade and an apple, but it's just.
Razor blade and an apple?
But I don't really consider it to have any elegance or cleverness to it. I mean, I don't sit back and go, wow, that mouth feels so good. No, I don't do that.
You know what's gone after the booziness of this? It takes away that little burst of acidity on the front. It's no longer there. I just think my palate's just beat up by the booziness and the residual sugar.
You feel like you've been drinking all day long.
Yep.
It actually has a bit of a spit bucket kind of quality to it. No, I don't mean that, but it tastes like you've had 15 wines over a day, and they're all overlapping, and your palate is completely marred. You know, we've had that. Remember when we went to the beer fest? We went to the beer fest.
Jesus Christ!
And we came back here and we tried to do the show, and we couldn't do the show.
Well, we did the show. We were just drunk.
We couldn't taste anything. Our palates were burnt out, and this wine tastes like that.
Yeah, and that was that. What we hated about that, everything was a freaking IPA, and everything was big, and it just, your palate was just spent.
Two sips, and your palate's like, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore, and then the rest of it tastes like cabbage. Steve has a full glass.
Well, yeah, that's
a what else can you say? It's a clunky piece of shit.
That's not great.
I mean, it is winking with the piece of shit category. Now, it's not calibrate piece of shit, but
it the best taste of this was the first.
Yes. The best experience is the first sip. And then after that, you're like, no. Some wines grow on.
I think it was three or four. But then, you know, we're 10 minutes in this, 15 minutes in this, and I don't want any more of it.
No, because it's awful.
It's just
getting there.
I think it's not our thing.
Look at that glass.
Well, he's waiting for the.
Remember how fast Via Cafaggio was drank?
Yeah. Well, he was thirsty.
That's true. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and review this wine here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the 2017, I didn't tell you the vintage because I don't want you to. Anyway, Corte Fiore. Appassamento. Vigna Rosso from Italy.
Vigna Rosso.
Scott, you had made a comment off air. What was that?
I wondered if this would have been better if we hadn't decanted it. Because the longer it's in the glass, the less we like it. And our first taste, our first three or four sips, there were some different features that we liked, and now our palate's just, like, destroyed.
I would suggest it would have been better had we never opened it.
My Lord.
Just cork in the bottle is probably better than out of the bottle. Top tip, folks, keep the cork in the Corte Fiore. So we're going to go over to Steve.
You're so harsh.
And get a numerical score.
Okay.
You know, you should chase it with a shot of whiskey.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. I'll have a shot of whiskey.
It's not for me.
It's not for anybody. Did Bo like it?
Bo might like it. Bo's out. So maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'll be nice. I'll give it a 70.
I don't care. It's fine. By the way, who bought this?
I did.
Yes, I know.
I'm between an 82 and an 84, somewhere in there. 83, let's call it. I'm just trying to...
Be nice?
Be nice. No, stylistically, it's not my thing. I'm trying to not underscore it because of the residual sugar. But, you know, there was something flavorful there. and it's just overwhelmed my palate, and that's not something I want to have again. But it's not horrible.
Wine, but it's over now.
But it's not horrible. It's just not my style. Might have been
good.
It's bad. It's bad.
I don't know about it. Must have been good.
It's bad.
But it tastes like a cow. That's all I could rhyme with it.
I think it took a half a glass of this stuff to get the other one out, and then that's what knows it for me.
Where's the Cafaggio?
I think some people would like it. It's just not me.
No.
I haven't met anybody like that.
No one's drinking this.
All the sugary stuff.
Nope.
But they're going to like that because they're lighter. This is heavier than that. Well, it's not even that. This is just like some sort of muddled fucktard thing that nobody would drink.
Not good.
Fucktard thing.
It's a fucktard thing. That's good. It's at a 79.
I'll give you that.
80 to 79, but I don't. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, did Granny Grape drink this before they sold it to you? Because I know that they gave
Adam,
it to you.
I didn't buy this from Adam.
You just bought it off the shelf? Yeah. Well, I can understand. It has some string on it, folks.
It looks pretty.
It's a different style.
If you score prettiness, it's definitely like an 80.
It's an attractive. It has faux wax cap, but it's not.
You can make a candle out of it.
The truth is, I bought it for you because you care for Amarone.
Yeah, but it's not an Amarone.
I realize that. But it's in the same style.
That's like saying, you know, I know you like baseball, and so you give somebody a wiffle ball. Right. You're like, that's not.
I know you like baseball games, but I'm taking it to a horse race. I'm sorry, what?
No.
It's almost the same thing. There's some balls and
you know,
some people.
I understand that you like Venice, so let's go to Tijuana.
Right.
It's not. It's not. You know.
There's still a different language.
Yeah.
There's some dirtiness. That donkey show made an impression on you, didn't it?
The what show?
The donkey show.
Who hasn't seen that? That's a good show.
Hello, donkey.
I like the ballet.
They wouldn't drink this wine there.
Here's the donkey show for you.
They don't call it the ballet.
This is the donkey show of Italian wines.
Yes.
This is probably the worst Italian wine I've had that isn't Grifone, because that's not really Italian wine.
Wow.
Yes.
This isn't good.
No, this is the donkey show.
Is this worse than Grifone?
Well, I don't know. Nobody heard you because you're not on mic.
Is this worse than the Grifone?
Which Grifone?
Does it matter?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay.
But Grifone, if they tasted this, they would go, hey, I got a great idea for another wine. I mean, I would swear that you bought this at Trader Joe's.
Easy.
I would swear, because no, it's not you, but a little bit you. But they would like this label. It's a little expensive for them because at Trader Joe's they would sell us at $6.99.
No. They sell this.
This is $16.
Listen, Trader Joe's is selling more and more stuff in the mid-teens.
And there's tax on top of the $16. So, I mean, this costs as much as, I mean.
Almost $20.
It's almost about Cafaggio.
Right, which is fantastic.
Don't say that in the same sentence.
Hey, Steve, you know who bought the Cafaggio?
Who?
I did. Yeah. And who bought the Corte Fiore?
The taxi driver?
That's right.
Bought it just for you, son.
It does taste a little bit like it's been rolling around the back of a taxi cab. A little bit.
Yeah, I typically drink my wine. I can't. I don't want to drink
it. You haven't drank it. I mean, what else can one say about that Steve won't drink it?
Sorry.
It's like, no.
It's sitting there.
How do you know if it's bad ice cream? My kids won't eat it.
Right.
Mikey. Hey, Mikey. He likes
it. I one time bought hot dogs and my dog wouldn't eat one.
It's a problem.
It was that BAR hot dog.
Oh. Yeah,
those are bad. Those are bad.
Rex. He wouldn't eat the fucking thing. He sniffed it, tasted it, and spit it out. It's like, oh, you make bad hot dogs. Then I said, oh, I'm not going to eat those things. Right. I tasted it and went, oh, Lord, no, I know what the dog's talking about. That's bad.
That's some bad shit. You don't want it.
I mean, Bo would eat it, but, you know, what the hell?
He don't care. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's living his best life.
Bravo, Scott. Scott goes to the wall of shame for this one.
Easy.
And not the bottle.
No,
the person who buys it now goes to the wall of shame.
Yeah, you're in the wall of shame.
Easy.
The only way to get yourself out is to buy a good bottle. That's what should happen.
Yes. And this, well, you bought that Italian white, which probably will be good. But this is not. But Frank told you to buy that. So you had a man help you buy the wine. See, that's the thing. Scott needs a man to help him. He needs a man to mansplain what wine to buy.
Frank screwed you.
No, yeah. Frank didn't sign this.
Oh, who's Adam did?
No, Scott bought this on his own accord.
There you go.
I bought it for Rob.
You bought.
I mean, I always say it's a nice gesture. just real. It's still not good.
Well deserving of Rob's attention.
It would have been nicer if you had a 38 special caliber pistol with my name on it. I bought this for you, Rob. Bang! Right in the back.
I just wanted to show you how much I appreciate you.
That the other would have been
other than hitting you with the billy club.
The other would have been a little more appealing, probably, because it wouldn't have had to sip it over and over again. It would have gotten over with and been done. This, though, is a good wine to drink before surgery because you have to fast and not consume anything. There you go. The Cortifiori is good for that.
Drink either, ding dong.
That's what I was saying. You're not allowed to drink it. So that's why you'd open it. You just look at the bottle. The bottle's pretty.
The bottle is pretty.
As a wise man, you just worry about it being pretty, Scott. That's all. You don't worry about you let a man pick out a wine for you or a woman.
Or a woman.
Or a clown.
Dude, this bottle would sell on Etsy.
It would.
People, you turn it into a candle, I'm telling you.
What could we get for Scott on Etsy?
That's tough.
I don't know. I think I would have great value on Etsy.
He might. He can do a lot of shit.
I got good knife skills.
Yeah. Do you?
I can cook.
He can cook.
Making mean hot sauce.
He can fix a lot of stuff, too.
I can fix some shit.
Sure as fuck can't buy wine.
Hey, easy now.
I'm just sorry.
How about that Grenache I brought?
What? We haven't tasted it yet. And I'm sure Jeff told you to buy a great wine.
Jeff.
Robert Parker told you to buy that.
Jeff talks to you, too.
Scott, this is
your... You know, we have the same...
This is your blind wine purchasing skill. This is what it is. When you don't have a review to go by and you're just in the store, you shit your pants and you buy Vigna Rosa by Corte Forte.
You know why? Because it was Amarone-like. It was made with the same
technique. You didn't know that.
Yes, I did. They actually told me.
So someone sold it to you.
They talked about it. This is interesting because it's made in the same way Amarone is.
Strangely enough, it's not. Who told you that? Oh,
Lord, it's made the same technique.
I think you should go back to the store, find out who sold it to you, and slap them.
It's not made with the same technique, Scott. Right.
I say, hey, thanks, man. Thanks. Thanks, Scott, for selling me some shit.
It's in the same country.
The grapes are dry. That's a big country.
They both use glass bottles.
Right.
Well, it's and pretty, allegedly.
Pretty labels.
It's the same technique. No, it's not.
It's just not good.
Yeah, sewer rats run across these mats. These are yoga mats that they grew dry this shit on. God.
So in closing, it's basically we're definitely like not buying this one.
It's definitely like Amarone.
Not recommended.
Not recommended.
No, it's not. Kia is an Audi. It's not.
You don't like the Telluride?
No, but it's not an Audi. No, that's a Range Rover mock-up. The Altima. The Optima. It's like an Audi. No, it's not.
Audi's an Audi.
I know. I own an Audi.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Mm. Boom. That would be a snob. Yep. And when I have to fix it, everyone else will say, boom.
Yeah. When you have to have worked on it, boom.
Boom. Yeah, that's all right. So, folks, a 70, okay. A 79, and an 83.
What?
Two.
Ish. For the Cortifiori. Go fuck yourself.
Not recommended.
Not recommended. No. Highly not recommended.
Unless you have something wrong with you.
And right. If you wanted something sweet,
don't even buy this. Just stay away from this.
Do something different.
It just tastes boozy and nasty.
Just stay away from it.
Steve won't drink it, folks.
Stay away from it.
Have we ever said that before?
No, I usually drink it no matter how bad it is.
Have we ever said that? Has it ever been said in the history of man?
Nope.
No.
This is the first time I've ever been on my appearances where I have not drank the wine.
And you have pushed the glass away from
it. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it.
No, dude, it's like if there was a force field between a wine glass and a person, it's between Steve and this wine glass right now.
And I've drinking some bad shit here before. That I can't take anymore.
I know. So, folks, we're going to bid you adieu.
I do.
Putting Scott in the wall of shame.
Yes, until he can get out of it.
Jesus. And for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Accent Driver, and the superstar Steve
Gibson.
Don't
forget the Triple B.
Who's not here tonight?
She's in camp.
Re-education camp.
Re-education camp.
GRU.
In Napa.
We will teach you in Napa.
Yes, we're her New Zealand bias is being wiped away.
Russian River Valley.
Well, possibly. She's biased for New Zealand and Chile. Strangely enough.
Strangely, that's weird, but that's I get it.
If you're from New Zealand, it could taste like swamp water, and she'd be like, it's delicious.
Which means New Zealand should be listening all the time.
Although, except if it's your Oyster Bay, it don't taste like swamp water. So, I understand it. So, folks, we're going to bid you adieu. and see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.
Ciao.